Make a real change. Real change. Only $2.
I'll catch you on the way out, pal.
How many times have you said those words, catch you on the way out, while planning your escape through another door? I've done it. After all, there's unemployment, welfare, and now national health care. Why should the burden of the homeless problem fall on me? Can't they go to a shelter? And if I give them money, won't it go to drugs and alcohol? The simple truth is that most of our government programs have been slowly defunded since 2000. Our shelters in Seattle are overcrowded and leave 78% of the homeless population to fend for themselves. Now, the vendors of Real Change buy, pick up, and distribute their own stock of papers, sometimes selling all day to fund their food, lodging, clothes, sundries, and a supply of papers for the next day. Probably no party money left over. Let's share a few statistics. Did you know that 46% of our homeless population is over 65 and under 18? There are families, the disabled, and the mentally ill. Make a real change in the life of a person who's homeless or living below the poverty line. If you have a roof over your head and enough food to eat, share a little. Real change is only $2. That's less than half the price of Us magazine or The Star, and twice as entertaining. Many of the articles are written by homeless folks, and it even has a puzzle.
Remember when you buy your food to eat, there's a Tommy that's growling out on the street. Give when you can, smile when you're broke, the price is just 2 liters of Coke. It's a great read, the news on the street, stay informed and the puzzle is neat.
I'd like that paper now, and here's a bottle of water.
Thank you, ma'am.
Real change! Real change!
So, when you leave the market with a tasty treat, remember the person who can't afford meat. Give when you can, smile when you're broke. The price is just 2 liters of Coke.
Real change.